"Man the rigging, boys!" Pinky's harsh voice boomed, fighting to be heard over the wind. "If those square sails tear, they'll be held to pay. Get the trysails up and keep 'em trim!"
As if his words were a spiteful prayer, the abrupt and frightening sound of ripping cloth reverberated down the mast and onto the deck. Rafe's heart skipped a beat, and his white-knuckled hands gripped the ship's wheel. The ship lurched, and it was all he could do to hold her steady. He heard more shouts and Blackthorn's voice.
"That's the topgallant on the main mast! She's letting go! Get her down! Get her down! And bring down the main topsail! We don't want her going too!"
The shouts were followed by a mad scramble of footsteps racing on deck. Rafe glanced in their direction and saw the crew manning the lines. The tattered, damaged sheet and the remaining square-rigged sails came down faster than a drunken sailor's slur, while they hoisted the replacements in record time. Rafe breathed a sigh of relief for his ship before a wave slammed into the side, and he yanked against the pull on the wheel.
"The sea's really starting to fight, lads. Keep your footing!"
Another vigorous wave struck, and the sides heaved with a great moan. The great ship listed but sailed forward through the choppy seas. The ship rose on a sudden wave. Rafe tussled with the helm as a wave slammed down into the ocean. Salted spray, foam, and water washed across deck, and more than a few curses reverberated off the ship's bones. More rolling and heaving as the ship raced onward under ever-darkening skies, the waves growing larger and fiercer. Sea slopped over the deck and swept overboard assorted flotsam, loose tack, gear, and other bits left unsecured. Abruptly, the ship lurched, the wheel slipping in Rafe's hands as she heaved to the right, her hull at an angle. Rafe struggled to bring her to rights, barely holding her at a steady course among the crashing waves. A haggard face burst out of the forecastle entryway from below deck.
"A bloody gun hatch blew! We're taking on water!"
Rafe yelled,
"Go, Blackthorn, see that we don't sink!"
"Aye, Captain!"
Blackthorn sprinted for the lower deck, shouting over his shoulder as he ran.
"You have the main deck, Pinky. Keep those sails flying. Short, Davy, Manfred, you're with me."
And with those words, Blackthorn and the other two crewmen disappeared below. The whip-thin Pinky Jasper caught the order of the departed first mate and barked in return.
"You heard him, crew! On alert! We'll ride this storm all the way to harbor!"
The crew echoed the cry.
"All the way to harbor!"
The cheer rose to the charcoal sky as the clouds heaved and set free with rain that pelted the sea-tossed ship. Feet slid, curses bandied hither, and the crew turned to a wet, drizzled lot as the ship cut through the rolling waves. The churning storm yowled with the guttural essence of a wounded sea beast. The turbulent wind thwacked the sails, its invisible fingers cuffing the cloth and tugging at its fiber. As the wind caught the remaining sails, she sped her pace, battling against the storm. The salt-crusted liquid splashed on the deck as the rain torrents cried down from the skies. Suddenly, that same sky ripped open, torn with the splinter of lightning and the boom of thunder. A streak of fear crashed over the crew.
"God save us! If that hits us, we're done for!"
A wailing squeak piped out of a slip of a boy named Mouse.
"We only need one god, laddie," snapped one-eyed Anders. "And he's at the helm."
"Aye, he is."
Rafe grinned like a madman.
"And by damnation, I'm master of this ship, and neither wind nor sea will sink her. It's time I show this storm what I can do."
With his feet firmly planted on the surging wood of the deck, fingers holding a tight grip on the wheel, Rafe unleashed his power. His eyes glowed a pale blue, flecked with silver, and that same light poured from the wood and sheathed the circumference of the ship. The vessel shuddered, but not from the sea or from the elements, but from the primeval energy that emptied into its frame. The light encompassing the ship shimmered and flashed, snaking down into the raging sea. As if in response, the sky roared with thunder, the murky clouds shook with wind and streaked with lightning. The waves reeled and swelled, but no angry sea waters reached the ship. Propelled on Rafe's magic, the grand celestial jewel sailed on to port, buoyed against the weather. Behind them, the wild storm still howled.